A federal agency says U.S. Steel's inadequate safety practices contributed to last year's explosion at its plant near Pittsburgh. Two workers were killed in the Clairton Coke Works explosion. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has been reporting on the conclusions of the U.S. Chemical Safety Board, which were recently published in its final report on the incident. Reed, take us back to last year's explosion. What happened?
On August 11th, 2025, around 10:47 a.m., an explosion ripped through a part of U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works, a big industrial site about 15 miles from Pittsburgh. It killed two workers and seriously injured five others. A total of 11 workers were injured, and it caused $50 million in damages. Now, the accident happened while workers were conducting maintenance on a piece of equipment that regulated the flow of very flammable gas called coke oven gas that this facility produces.
What did the Chemical Safety Board find?
The safety board faulted U.S. Steel for what it called ineffective safety protocols, essentially. And it said if U.S. Steel had better protocols in place, this incident wouldn't have happened or it wouldn't have been as severe. The procedure the workers were doing at the time of the explosion, they were cleaning out a valve where tarry substances build up, and that makes it very hard to shut the valve when you need to. So the company had been having these workers use pressurized water to clean up this tarry goop, kind of like shooting hot water from a very big hose. But it hadn't developed any kind of rigorous safety protocols around this procedure, like start with A, continue to B. So instead, the safety board found there was what they called an ad hoc procedure, something that wasn't systematically laid out for workers to do so that they completed all the steps, it could have been done safely. Unfortunately, what happened here is that the pressurized water was too much for the valve to handle. It was over the valve's pressure rating, essentially, and the valve cracked. One worker said it sounded like a pop. Gas escaped from the valve and eventually ignited.
There were also issues around siting at the plant. What does that mean?
Siting is basically like, where do you put things? And the board reported that the industry standards call for companies to do what's called a siting analysis when you're handling any kind of hazardous materials. So if workers have to be on site, you ask, you know, should you have them so close to something where if something goes wrong, people could get hurt? Does that room need to be there? Does that building need to be there? Or could it be 100 feet over? And the board found that U.S. Steel had, at various times, decided not to do a siting analysis at this facility. And that had very serious consequences, the board found. For instance, both of the workers who were killed and two of the five seriously injured workers were in rooms or buildings essentially right above where this valve exploded. And they were in buildings not designed or built to withstand any type of explosion. And when the gas escaped, these buildings were basically destroyed. Had U.S. Steel conducted a siting analysis, the board found, the situation might have been much less severe.
What does the board recommend going forward?
Well, the board recommended a few things for U.S. Steel and all companies, really, to do, which is develop rigorous protocols around this kind of dangerous work. Come up with detailed instructions for crews to do these procedures so that if you follow them, this kind of failure won't happen. Also, it said that U.S. Steel should do a siting analysis at the Clairton Coke Works. Go over where all of its workers are stationed while they're doing their work, and should the locations of these buildings and rooms and other facilities be moved? It also instructed Nippon Steel, which is now U.S. Steel's corporate parent after it bought U.S. Steel last year, to implement a corporate process safety governance program that does things like regularly audit safety protocols and document deficiencies whenever they're found. At one point in the report, the board basically says that all safety begins in the boardroom.
And what does U.S. Steel say?
U.S. Steel says it's already strengthened several safety protocols, that it's had multidisciplinary teams collaborate to establish best practices for this type of procedure that the workers were doing at the time of the explosion, and that, you know, safety is a core value of the company and shapes every part of its business. The United Steelworkers, the union representing more than 1,100 workers at the Clairton Coke Works, said that it would continue holding U.S. Steel accountable for the safety of its workers.
Okay. Thank you, Reed.
Thank you.
There's more from the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier about the U.S. Chemical Safety Board's report on last year's explosion at the Clairton Coke Works at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.